as we take on the question of chickens. How close should chickens be to us?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Us,
and
humans.
How many chickens should you have?
Because after all, chickens were probably here before men. I'm not sure.
Yeah, possibly.
Well, what came first, the chicken or the man?
Yeah, that's right. So and once again, College Station in their deliberative manner discussing how close chickens should be to those people who don't own them. Clearly, if you own chickens, you can be as close to them as you would like.
Yeah.
Diaper or not.
Yes.
I mean, some people love to hug on their chickens.
You can hold them.
That's right. Well, we've heard, though, that, you know, you can get some diseases from chickens. That used to be a thing. They discussed that. Be careful.
Chicken pox.
Rush Limbaugh did an update about it one time about how you could get some kind of disease from that. But fortunately, once again, within the body of life that our city council members have, they do have experience with chickens.
Yes, yes. Dennis Maloney, in fact, I mean, you just heard in the last newscast, we'll play it again for you, weighed in on his experience.
Because they can get pretty ripe. My first job as a painter for Texas A&M University as a student was painting the chicken coops out there by the airport. They are smelly, man.
They are smelly,
They can get, pretty ripe. Pretty ripe.
And then John Nichols went all the way back to his 4-H days.
The noise from chickens isn't any worse than noise from a barking dog next door, probably a whole lot less. And I don't see that as a big problem, having cleaned out quite a few chicken coops in my 4-H days in the middle of summer. I totally understand.
Now, I don't know that
I love council members with experience.
That's right. That's right. Not
well-rounded.
Once, not once in any of their advertising about being elected or reelected
did they talk
did they
about
mention their chicken experience.
Yeah. I do wonder if they'll bring up their agricultural backgrounds whenever it comes time for reelection.
Yeah. And the other thing that caught my eye, and this will be in our 7:30 newscast, that caught my ear was probationary period.
Yes.
So are owners of chickens going to sit down and have a talk with their chickens to say, now look, you're on probation.
You got to behave.
You got 6 months here to behave yourself. And if so, then everything's all right.
Then we can party.
Yeah, but
you just got to get through the probationary period.
You just got to party.
It's like you're pledging, you know, you're during like a fraternity thing. You're the pledge. Yep. Once you get through that, then it's, you know, all hell breaks loose.
So I'm guessing that what we'll need to do, I don't know exactly when this goes into effect, but Chelsea, if you'll put on the calendar 6 months after that.
Okay.
So that we'll be able to have some sort of a citywide celebration.
Chicken probationary period. Chicken party.
Exactly. Chicken party. I think it'd be great to go to your favorite chicken joint celebrate.
Is it rude to serve egg salad chicken salad at a chicken party? And should it be a beef only menu?
Well, now you're starting to talk about the chicken kids.
So anyhow, we appreciate once again the deliberative effort of council to work on that, and we will. Once they decide to put things in, and again, look, you HOA people, I mean, there are enough things. You don't like the basketball goals. You don't like the trash cans. You don't like the paint. Get out there, and if you're not happy with those chickens, you be sure and let people know.
I mean, John Nichols makes a good point. You know, barking dogs can be really annoying and a lot louder than, you know, six chickens.
But I'm just saying, you don't have dogs bark at the sun in the morning. You know what I'm just saying?
Yeah, but do chickens or is that just roosters?
Doesn't that include a rooster? Isn't there the possibility?
No,
not having roosters,
did they?
Right?
I don't know.
I think it's just chickens.
Zach, obviously, you're much more attuned to what they're talking about when it comes to chickens than I am.
Anytime about chicken talk, I am all about it.
All right, so anyway, we'll keep you up to date. We're not going to let this sneak by you, though.
Right.
Okay, we're gonna be on top of this.
On top of chicken gate.
To make sure.
Chicken gate.
Just make sure. Well, we don't want it to turn into chicken gate.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Correct.
They believe they've taken a stand, and that should work pretty well.
Their coop has been very transparent.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking masks on chickens, though.
Now, diapers before masks.